Alice's Garden Urban Farm is a community garden on Milwaukee's north side. It's founded on the belief that all kinds of people deserve to be celebrated and encouraged in agricultural spaces. Venus Williams is the executive director of Alice's Garden and the Fondy Food Center. She's also a firm believer that preserving and growing our own food is a cultural experience. As part of her series, Feeding the City, the People Powering Local Food, WUWM Eric Vaughn Fellow Maria Peralta Arellano spoke with Williams to learn more about the connection between culture and agriculture.
Alice's Garden Urban Farm has strong roots in Milwaukee's Black community. The urban farm is northwest of downtown. Its history starts with displacement after a highway that was never built forced African Americans out of Milwaukee's original Brownsville neighborhood. After the land was cleared, a park and the garden were eventually built there. It's named after Alice Meade Taylor, the first African-American executive director of Milwaukee County Extension. The 2.2-acre farm also sits on the site that marks the beginning of Wisconsin's Underground Railroad. Venus Williams, the farm's executive director, believes culture deserves to be celebrated and reclaimed in agricultural spaces. We met earlier this summer to enjoy Alice's garden in the evening sunset.
Over the years, food and land has been and continues to be weaponized against brown and black people. So part of my role, part of my responsibility as one of the caretakers of this land is to help black folks to understand that the shame of that period of enslavement is not ours to carry.
On top of that, growing your own food can give people a sense of autonomy over what they eat.
And so helping people of African descent in this country to understand that we deserve land and good soil to cultivate our own food. And there is nothing to be ashamed about with that. And we should not be running from that.
Williams says at Alice's Garden, gardening is the carrot that brings people into a green space to improve their lives overall. But gardening isn't the only way the organization aims to help people connect with their community and culture. It's through how we eat as well.
We are asking people to go deep into their ancestral memory, deep into their DNA, and to reclaim some of those nourishing traditions of their ancestors related to food, related to cooking, and related to being human together.
Williams has cultivated 14 types of okra here. She says preparing the okra and sharing recipes with others help them connect with the past.
Food helps us to remember. And so people started to tell the stories of their great-grandma's gumbo and what it meant to be at a table, to be in that kitchen, to grow pinto beans and black-eyed peas.
The farm is made up of individual plots belonging to different community members. Some will take their harvest to farmers markets. Others just enjoy their spring flowers blooming or grow food for their families. Some even just come through to sit and admire the scenery.
You should not have to leave an urban context to find peace, to find serenity, to find yourself. You shouldn't have to retreat from the city to honor your own spirit and nourish your own soul. Community gardens and urban farms who understand the history and the need offer spaces to do that very well.
Everyone is welcome at Alice's Garden. Williams even jokes that the lock on the gate is the most useless lock in Milwaukee, as well over 200 people have a key to enter the space anytime they would like, and for practically any reason. For Williams and Alice's Garden, the outdoors is a sanctuary and classroom where the wider community can come together and connect deeper with themselves, their neighbors, and their food. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.